Welcome to the Show It Off podcast special series, Siren Mama Saturdays, a short moment for a confidence boost for unattached siren mamas. My name is Sarah Faye Schaff. I'm the host of the Show It Off podcast, which drops its full episodes every Monday, each with the intention to help you build more confidence and self-love. Are you thinking about leaving the father of your children? Have you left already? Did you leave and have since found love again? Do you have days where you think this is impossible and how are you going to make it? Then this special Show It Off series is for you. Each Saturday, I will drop a bit of encouragement that will help you through your weekend and your journey as an unattached siren mama. Good morning, unattached siren mamas. I am coming to you this morning very early, snuck out of my house while my baby's sleeping. And I've been thinking about y'all so much, and I wanted to address something to you because I've been getting asked this a lot, and I love this question. What does it mean to be an unattached siren mama? I even got a text message from somebody who was like, I think you should be careful using that word siren. And I got all of these definitions of the word siren and how it's perceived as something that's destructive and, you know, using her feminine wiles to get her way. And just basically like a man eater or something like that. And I laughed and I was like, you know, I'm really used to these powerful images of women getting these askewed visions by people who are afraid of women's power. I mean, think about witches. Witches are our ancestors. Witches are women who are healing their communities with the plants that grew around them. And this scared people who didn't like someone else to have more power than them. I'm not going to go ahead and say men, because I'm sure there were plenty of women who didn't adopt the practices of nature like they could. And we're also afraid of witches. But as we know now, as time has gone on, witches are seen as, I mean, by a lot of members of society, as evil and wicked and ugly and scary and bad, right? Now, I know there's a collection of you who know that that's not true. Some of my listeners I know specifically are witches themselves, and they're the most beautiful healing goddesses I know. So let's just consider that for a moment, is that women, since probably the beginning of time, have had such amazing power, and at the same time have had people in their community who were afraid of that power, who tried to push them down, who tried to keep them down, and basically were acting out of fear. And to me, I can relate to that so much in my relationship, my past relationship with my daughter's dad. Actually, still, I mean, he's still a part of my life, even though we're not together. And I've seen that the more powerful I get, the more I own who I am, the more I step into the power that I've had all along, the more afraid he is of me, and the more he reacts defensively to me or tries to keep me down. And that's why I on purpose put the word siren in this title that I'm adopting for us. That's one of the reasons. In addition, to me, what a siren is someone who is standing strong in her feminine power, who is receiving and calling in all that her heart desires. It's not about going and getting it. It's not about like grinding and hustling and reaching, although there is a season for that and there are moments for that. It's more about letting primarily and predominantly our ability to just sit and receive and call in what we want. So think about when you got pregnant. You received and you created, and your body created your children or your child effortlessly. I mean, yeah, there were discomforts of pregnancy and labor, like pain, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you literally were just sitting there being, doing your life, and meanwhile, you're creating your baby inside of you. Like nature knew how to do everything. Like you didn't have to know the how, you were just able to allow. Okay, so you already know how to be a siren, but the world tries to keep you down, tries to keep you afraid, is afraid of you, and so is going to do everything it can to try to make you forget about your innate power. Okay, so let's back it up a little bit. What about the word unattached? So an unattached something, anything, person to me, I see freedom. I see like chains breaking. I see tethers releasing. I see wings expanding. I see cages opening. Unattached, meaning that you're free. So, unattached siren mama, what is the image that you've had your whole life about what a single mom looks like? Go ahead, just muster her up for a second, because I know you have an image. For me, my single mom image is a woman who's tired, skinny, alone, afraid, poor, maybe even has some substance abuse issue. You know, dark circles under her eyes or bags under her eyes, like greasy hair. I mean, think of the worst thing, dirty purse, you know, like receipts, stuff like gum wrappers flying out of her purse, like someone who's barely holding it together. And that's because for decades and longer, women who were didn't have a man were like put into this vision by society. And then they like stepped into that. Because yeah, being a single mom can be hard and it can be lonely and you can have financial worries and you can be tired, of course. But guess what? So can every other person in this planet. Single moms are not the only ones who could ever be those things. So no matter who anybody is, they can decide what their life looks like. They can decide what their day-to-day looks like. They can decide how they look. And that is what I'm here to help you with, to shift out of the old story of what a single mom looks like and reframe your life into what an unattached siren mama looks like. Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit more. We are taking our power back. We are unattached. We are free. We are not alone. The unattached siren mama is resourceful. She has an interdependent relationship with her community. So do you know what I mean by interdependent? So independent means you only rely on yourself. Codependent means you rely so much on another person that you're enmeshed with them. Interdependent means there is a beautiful balance, give and take, between you and another party. And in my community, that means my ohana. That means my community. That means the special, amazing souls that I've hand selected to give and receive with and from. And you can do the same. The unattached siren mama is smart. She is healthy. She is well rested. She is cunning, has her own style, minimal in her lifestyle for a Zen peace of mind. And she's happy. She is putting her pleasure as a priority. She's flirtatious. She's ambitious. She's not afraid to follow her dreams and to turn them into goals, into plans. She creates her own schedule. She creates her own boundaries. She creates opportunities and is business savvy. She is educating herself nonstop. She's not afraid to learn. She is not afraid to do hard things. And we already know that because of all the history that's proving that in our lives. The unattached siren mama is always learning, always growing. She has a deep relationship with her spirituality. She understands or is willing to learn her role in the laws of the universe. She balances her masculine in moments where it is needed, like delegating, organizing, planning, and strategizing. And although that is not where she primarily resonates, I would say it's like 70% in your feminine, 30% in your masculine. And to me, that feels really, really good. The unattached siren mama takes no shit. We're talking zero tolerance, ladies. Zero tolerance. Okay? We don't give second chances when it comes to our lives and to our children. Okay? And she is willing to do whatever it takes to protect herself and her children, to provide for herself and her children, and to pursue her dreams and her goals. Are you seeing her? Are you seeing you? Can you imagine yourself in this way if you're not already completely stepped into your unattached siren mama self? So for me, I know that every single day that goes by, I am becoming more and more of this woman. I am like learning these lessons so fast. I have like elbows up blasting through. And I know I'm setting an amazing example for my daughter. You know how I know this? Because last night she asked me if we could do something. And I was like, you know what, babe, it's just going to be easier if we do it this way. And you know what she said to me? She said, Mama, I can do hard things. She knows that she can do hard things because she sees me do hard things. Your children are going to have a completely different vision of what a single mama looks like than you did. Because we are changing the story, ladies. We are changing the vision. We are changing what our day-to-day looks like. We are building the lives that we desire by being in our feminine most of the time and delegating, organizing, and strategizing, being in our masculine when it's necessary and when it's right. There are really specific practices that help us do this. There are really specific mindset thinking that help us do this. And there are resources out there to help us accomplish this vision. And I am here to support you in that. I have so much coming for you. You guys aren't even going to be ready for this. Like your mind is going to be blown when you see what I'm creating for us as a community of unattached siren mamas. But for now, I want to ease you in. I want to make sure you're prepared for the like amazing supportive educational community experience that I'm creating for you. And the first step is my online course called Peacock School. So two of the students from the last time I ran this course are unattached siren mamas, and both of them have made major strides in their life since taking the course, like starting school and creating their own businesses. And it's really incredible to see. And what Peacock School is, it's an online course, yes, but there is a community building within it. And it's 11 days. And each of those 11 days, you're going to get a Facebook Live with me. And I'm going to be answering questions. I'm going to be giving so much support and guidance. You get yoga videos led by me. You get a how to meditate video. Plus, I will teach you again in the online course or in the Facebook Lives. And then it's 11 practices that you can implement into your life that will help you have more confidence, more self-love, more of an abundance mindset, more of you being in line with what the universal laws have in store for your life. mindset, as you guys have heard, I'm sure, is humongous, but it's really hard to get in the right mindset if you're afraid or you're like about to leave your man and you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen next. Or if you just left him and you're like scrambling because you are tired and hungry and alone and scared. Well, guess what? That can change. And I am speaking from experience. The practices that I put in Peacock School are exactly the practices that I've been doing for most of them for 10 years, but some of them for the past 2 years, where that's been the amount of time that I've been without my daughter's dad. And I'm telling you what, you guys, I went from literally dreading getting out of bed in the morning, not being able to eat or sleep, being so sick with anxiety and worry about how I'm going to provide for my daughter, to having a plan, being supported, making money every single day, having a morning practice that supports my dreams and goals, having a exercise routine enough and eating in a way that supports my goals and my dreams and my health and my future and that of my daughters as well. I know that it can help you the way it's helped me. And the course is becoming available like now, like today, this weekend. Monday is like the official day, but it's already out there in the world. And you can access it at peacock.school. It's the easiest website to find ever, peacock.school. And I'm going to include a link in the show notes here to be sure that you don't have to make any extra effort to find that. But I'd love for you to just look at the page and see if how it feels. Does it feel like it's something that could help you? Does it feel like something that's in line with what you need right now? And go ahead and make that investment in yourself, because I'm telling you, it makes a difference if you put energy, time, money is energy into yourself. You are going to see it be paid back in 10 times the amount, especially with the community part, because I know y'all can feel alone sometimes. I mean, it could be lonely being a married mom or, you know, like a mom with like a happy relationship. You could still feel alone. So I know that like you doing it all on your own can feel lonely. But once you have a community of women who are going through the same thing as you, maybe they're just in a different spot. Maybe some women you're going to actually be able to help. And goddamn, that feels good to help somebody when you feel like you need so much help. And then there's going to be other women who are farther along in their journey and they're going to be able to help you. And then, of course, I'll be there to lead the way and to support every one of you throughout this. It's 11 days. It's $111. It is worth every penny, you guys. This is something I've poured my heart and soul into, and I would not put it out, especially to you, my Unattached Siren Mama community, if I didn't 100%, 1 million percent know that it would help you. I am like putting out fires all the time via text messages, phone calls, and DMs from Unattached Siren Mamas, or actually they're in the season of single mom right now, or about to leave their man right now. And I'm like, if they only knew these 11 practices, they wouldn't even be like needing me right now. So this is why I'm so passionate about making sure you guys know that it exists. And, you know, if you feel like it's not right for you, you can pass it along and maybe do it next time, or give it to like, let someone know who is ready for it, because it's really important that we share our resources, because the Unattached Siren Mama is very resourceful. Okay, I hope y'all have an amazing Saturday. I know my girl's about to wake up, so I'm going to go sneak in, snuggle with her. I just hope that you feel excited about today, excited about what's possible for your life, and that you really embrace what your potential is as an unattached siren mama. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are strong. So go ahead and show it off. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting this episode now to at least one unattached siren mama you know. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment to leave a review, thank you from the bottom of my heart. For more support in being confident and self-loving as a once single mom, now unattached siren mama, go to sarahfayshoff.com. When you enter your email there, you will automatically get the free gift of the 5 yoga video series, Yoga for Confidence with me, Sarah Faye Schaff. Remember, you are showing your kids what it looks like to never settle and to live your life rooted in self-love and confidence. So be proud and show it off.